Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I heard somebody when I was in sixth grade say, come over here with them big-ass titties. And they were talking to my mom. And we were walking through the grocery store.
And was he a black dude?
Lake Forest Park. I'm going to let you answer that question.
Damn, it's just the way he said it. I know ain't no white niggas thinking like that.
No way, man.
Come over here with them big-ass titties.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, though? It's the Danny Brown Show coming to y'all live from Wild Me Studios. I got the Booth Boys with me. You already know what it is. It's your boy. I got no other than motherfucking Adam Ray up in this motherfucker, man. How you
what's
doing,
up,
dog? Thank
Dude,
you for
pleasure.
Pulling up, coming
Thanks
through,
for
man.
Having me.
Yeah, man, you just came. You just got up in Austin, man.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I mean, you got lucky, though. It's been kind of cold. Today, the first, I was like, damn, it's 80 today?
Was it 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never, I don't look up the weather of places I go to as much. My, 73-year-old Jewish mother, I get like these coat updates where it's just like, are you wearing a big enough coat for Austin? I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I'm going there, and I should probably check it out. But I just usually rock with what I got and hope it's enough. I don't know. I mean, I'm not wearing T-shirts to the East Coast in January, but...
There's nothing worse than getting caught in that situation where you got to go somewhere and buy a coat.
Oh, man.
I've did that before. Like, flew to Boston
Pressure
or some
packed.
Shit and didn't even know it. Like, man.
Flew to Boston to get a coat?
No, I'm saying flew to Boston like to do a show and like had like a little light jacket. I didn't get there. It was like 60. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It was like spring. But I'm like, damn, these niggas still getting cold over there, though.
What's the coldest weather you could handle without shivering taking over?
Oh, I can't stand nothing cold. I'm black. From Africa. Well, and Philippines. I got the little Filipino with me. But no, man. That's why it's one thing, man, about me moving to Austin, Texas, man. Because, I'm from Michigan, Detroit. Mm-hmm. And just seeing 80 degrees a day, just seeing
feels
the sunshine.
Great. At this time of year.
Almost put it, no matter what I'm going through in my life, in some type of way could give me a fuck. I wish I would have moved sooner, man.
The weather does affect your mood. I used to, I was in a long distance relationship with a girl, Seattle to LA.
Oh yeah, and Seattle
man,
is.
And that's where I'm from, but I was waking up every day, shorts are always on the table, and she's in like rainy Seattle, just depressed, like she was trying to paint the picture like, like sometimes those depressing movies, someone's like staring out the window and it's raining and they do a slow zoom on their face. She was like, that's pretty much how it is most days. I'm like, fuck, well, yeah, I'm gonna go to the beach again. I won't send you a picture, I guess. Mm-hmm. But fuck, it affected her, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's still the case now, but I think I seen something that like Seattle had like the highest suicide rates or some
Everybody
shit like that.
Everybody says that, dude.
I know, but I mean, is that like a fucking, is
yeah,
that like a-
It's probably true.
No, I'm saying,
I mean, fuck.
Now that I think about it, just thinking about it just sounds like something to say. Like, I mean, that could be like some, like it's some urban myth.
1,000%. It's like, you remember that owl for the Tootsie Pop? He's like, dude, how many licks does it take?
Fuck
to
no.
get?
He's like, right, who?
He's like, it takes 3 licks. And you're like, fucking, this is hearsay. I don't know if you've done the research.
If a motherfucker could bite a Tootsie Pop in 3 licks, they could literally bite a motherfucking human a fucking skull. Like, just take a chunk out.
It was shit. Just
like,
as hard.
What? That's what I'm trying to tell
man.
You. You could just bite a whole nigga skull, like, just crunch his shit if you're going to bite a Tootsie Pop in 3 licks. Fuck, that nigga was sucking on one of them bitches half the day. Just because once you did get to that Tootsie Pop, it was just like a little
a
piece
letdown,
of joy, man.
Yeah.
What? It was let down for
oh,
you?
My, yeah, dude. That was a lot of work for a little payoff.
I'm a freaky motherfucker, man. What's up about it? I'm
what was
like
it? Was it even chocolate? It was like Robitussin flavored like root beer balls. See, that sounds awful.
I love Tootsie Rolls, though.
Oh, Tootsie Rolls. That wasn't a Tootsie Roll inside the Tootsie Pop, was it?
Yes.
I guess they're both in the Tootsie family, right?
Yes, were made by the same company. It was a Tootsie, but I get what you're saying.
So they weren't putting a Jolly Rancher inside a Tootsie Pop.
No, because based on what flavor it was, it would be a weirder Tootsie Pop than what you would Tootsie Roll than what you would get normally. So yeah, like you said it right, I think, and I know the flavor you're talking about. You're talking about like
it's a little off, dude.
That motherfucking root beer.
Yeah.
That root beer Tootsie Pop. Don't be the last one left in the bag.
Nobody picked that first. The root beer Tootsie Pop is like that guy on the bus that like, that out of nowhere, like, just goes, ah! And you go, all right, what's going on, man? He's like, I'm good.
That motherfucking root beer Tootsie Pop tastes just like straight up Robitussin.
Leftovers.
Man.
Robitussin.
No, it was like cough syrup.
And I don't want to knock Robitussin as far as like the flavorful cough syrups. There's shittier ones for sure. But,
oh, with some Juggalo still getting high off that Robitussin.
Man.
Robo-tripping? You ever heard of that shit?
Is that the lingo for it?
They call it robo-tripping, man. I mean, I guess you could drink so much Robitussin, you start like hallucinating and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, NyQuil. Bro, I have talked to a lot of walls on NyQuil.
On purpose?
I mean, what I mean by that is I have tripped out like pretty hard
NyQuil?
On it. Oh, yeah, man. Well, also, I could have also been high on weed.
Yeah.
Weed and NyQuil is a powerful combo.
I used to love drinking cough syrup.
And let me guess what time of day.
I mean, and any time of day. It was fucked up.
Right, that was a quick
game. I would say that was the most, that was the hardest drug for me to beat was fucking lean.
No way.
Lean, what? Because it's so good.
Yeah.
It,
again,
nothing tastes
debatable.
Like it.
But also, it did the trick for you.
Yeah, it's like a little piece of heaven in your cup.
Sure. Wow.
It tastes like cotton candy.
Kids, I hope you turned off right before that moment because that was a great pitch for drinking cough syrup. You know, like the DARE officers come into your class in fifth grade and they're like, look, don't smoke grass. Cartoons, yeah, they're funnier. Cookies, yeah, they're fucking amazing. Robitussin, oh, it's a little piece of heaven.
No, you're not like, Robitussin.
This is the opposite of what you should be telling us.
This is what happened. This was the way that I was able for me to get off it because they discontinued the product.
Oh, okay.
It was Activist. It was called Activist syrup. And the reason why I discontinued because Justin Bieber, he overdosed on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber was drinking that act just like me.
Well, that's kind of cool. You're Eskimo brothers. For cough syrup.
But yeah, man. So yeah, but yeah, we was mad at Justin Bieber for a long time, man. But that shit was fucking me up, man. Because I would say that.
Good for you. Where to kick it?
One drug, like I get like a pint and I'd be pulling up, I'd be drinking, listening to music, falling asleep.
It's the best.
Wake up, eat, drink again, fall asleep, wake up, eat. Before I know it, it'd be a week pass by. It's like pizza boxes to the sky. My managers, I got so many emails from my manager. Only time I'm able to manipulate and start to handle my real life is when I ain't got no more lean. So now I ain't got no lean. So now I'm starting to check emails.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing shit. But then I get some more lean and then back, you'll hear from me for about 4 or 5 days.
Did you ever wake up to any weird voicemails or like, you know, things
you've
done? I'd
wake up and just cussing me out, like all type of shit. Like,
yeah.
It was bad. To be honest, I've been through a lot of shit in my life. Like, you know, how they say you can never go through nothing you can't handle type shit. You know, and I've been through a lot of worse shit compared to what I was going through at that time for me to handle it that way.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I was way older at that time too, so I didn't even understand. Like, now I'm still fucked up. Yeah, I'm still trying to process that shit now because I still have problems with shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying they never discontinued that shit. Who said if I ever would have stopped drinking that shit?
They did you a big favor.
Yeah, man. But it was a little slice of heaven in a cup. All right, man.
Let me ask you something real quick. Yeah, again, great tagline. fuck. For if you're, you know, trying to push Tussin on children or...
No, it's not Tussin. It's promethazine and codeine.
That's what I meant.
The Tussin is the Juggalo shit. That's the robo-tripping.
Gotcha.
They got some good one now. They got some shit called WAC. They got the WAC card.
Can I ask you a question? They do?
They call WAC card. That shit good.
Can I ask you a question? You've been in Austin for how long?
2 years now.
When you walk down 6th Street, how often... You strike me as a generous guy with the homeless people as far as give outs go, but in doses. You know what I'm saying? Where you go, you almost got to audition their kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking down the street. There's a guy in a wheelchair today. And I'd say the last 3 times I was in Austin, I know I gave cash to guys that were fucking seemed sweet and were like trying to fucking just get through today. And I was like, I'm going to try to contribute to that. And I got my heartstrings tugged at. And I go by, but then I told myself, I go, man, fucking... you know, I'm not, I, you know, can't do it every time. But then almost I'm like, why can't you do every time? But I don't know. It's fucking, I'm trying to save cash too. Man, anyway, this guy in a chair, I walked by today in a wheelchair and he looks at me and I'm lost. I'm trying to find this coffee shop. And he goes, you look lost, man. He goes, I hate that. Just like, I love people knowing where they're going type of thing. And so I go, oh shit. Yeah. Sorry, man. Did I look dazed? And he goes, yeah, it's all good. And he looked like Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
Oh shit!
Like not only
like
just
Lieutenant Dan, I'm rolling.
That's a good Lieutenant Dan. That's a good Gary Sinise. But it was not just the chair that gave off Dan vibes. It was his overall look and vibe. And so I go, dude, thanks for pointing me in the right direction. And then he goes, feeling like helping me out, man. And I go, fuck, dude, I wasn't gonna, but yes, but I only have a card on me. Mm-hmm. And he goes, there's an ATM nearby. And I go, oh, I bet shit. There is. And I kept walking.
Yeah. Anyway, no.
You're going to edit this out.
No, that was hilarious that you would say that you said, I look like a guy that's very generous with the homeless. So I be literally sitting there having full blown conversations with motherfuckers, like hanging out with, but I know where it comes from. I used to sell crack when I was a teenager.
Wow.
So me, I used to live in crack houses and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the way I got out. I mean, I would run away from my mom's house and go live in crack houses for weeks selling drugs and shit like that. So, when you live in crack houses, you kind of become, even though you're not smoking crack, you kind of become a crackhead in some sense. Because you're living on their hours. You're on the same hours because you're on the hours that they fucking getting coming through.
What are the crackhead hours?
I mean, yeah, it's all time of days, but it's just like sometimes you'll get these rushes. And I would feel like probably the ill rushes would probably be like, because especially if you're living by like a place with like a prostitution strip, for some reason, like during like work hours where motherfuckers is going to work or getting off work. So like any normal working job shit. But I feel like a lot of them motherfuckers be going to work real quick, leaving from their wives and shit, go get a little blow job real quick. And then they, head to their job so they can have a good day at work. So the process, so them bitches be coming through like that 10 to 11 shift, that 10 to 11 before noon, the prostitutes be coming through clicking for some reason back in my day.
That seems like a hot hour.
Yeah, for some reason, I swear, the morning, but then, you know.
Just be after like them, the Today Show, right before Price is
Right. I swear. It'll be like the motherfuckers going to work, and then they have a lot of customers, maybe they stacking up. But about that 10 or 11, that was my favorite shit, because most of the niggas will be up all night, so they sleep around that time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So I was a morning guy. I was more of a morning
guy. You were, yeah. Mm-hmm. So who was coming to get these crackhead blowjobs? Are these like businessmen from the city?
I was getting them crackhead blowjobs too sometimes if they ain't had no money to pay me.
Can I ask you a personal question? That's fucking funny.
Especially one of them new ones, once they just started. Like, damn, she smoke crack? When you look at her and say that, like, man. Damn, she smoke crack.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What's the crack giveaway? Not like there's a night where you know, all the crackheads get together and they get like a goodie bag. Like, what's the giveaway where you go, oh, that person probably smokes or ingests crack?
What you mean the giveaway? Oh, I mean, no, just her being in
what's
a location, her being around.
So even you're just there.
No, her company she keeping. Like, the bitches she hanging, like, oh, is that bitch smoking crack? She hanging with crackheads.
She's keeping crack company,
like, you see, you keeping crack company. Because some of them be sneaky like that. They ain't that bold to go up in the crack house and buy crack where they smoking crack. But they'll be walking around with them, hanging out with them. Like, why are you hanging with crackheads? Because you smoke crack, too. You just a con in the closet.
But again, is it like a physical tick? Like, someone walks up and they go, what's up, Danny?
After a while.
Like, you know,
after a while, it's just going to show. It's just going to show. And
a lazy eye, a droopy lip.
Skin
can't be on point.
I will say, in just they fucking, the way they carry themselves and everything, and they pride, shit. A crackhead will do anything for a couple dollars.
So the level of confidence still remains high with a crackhead.
Hell yeah. I mean,
that's awesome.
Because the crack do give them superpowers. They can run fast.
That's what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, they do all type of ill shit. So
and if they're able to track down more of it, right, you got to be doing something right.
It was fun. I will say that. I mean, as dangerous as it was, and I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think people smoke crack no more. I think that's one of them. I'm pretty sure somewhere, like some small town in Mississippi. Somewhere, but like in big cities, I don't think, could be playing something. I mean, shit, it's the fentanyl, nah.
Right, that's the stuff you got to, man.
Because that's a worldwide, that's just, that got a big fan base.
Can you imagine being a kid, like, trying to just, like, get candy now in 2023, and you're like, fuck, man. It's like, I remember Halloween, when I was growing up, they were like, don't, you know, care. Everyone's always looking for a razor blade or a fucking needle or just a fucking toe or fucking a pube. Like, somebody put a pube in a Kit Kat once, and like...
A pube in a Kit Kat.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
my buddy opened a Kit Kat and there were just hairs, and they were. I remember we took it home and his brother was like, "Those are pubic hairs."
I feel like they could have picked a better candy to like hide it in. I don't know how you hide pubes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean,
it was just
a
handful. It was like cover the thing if you're gonna do it.
Yeah, it's like sneak, make a nigga bite it first and realize. Don't make a nigga just look at it. You went halfway with the plan. You ain't really committed. Like you ain't finished, man. Like.
Here's how fat we were too. We just dusted off.
No,
we finished the Kit Kat.
No,
of course,
did.
Dude. Oh, we didn't eat it. Okay, yeah. Kit Kats aren't tasty enough to fight through a pube.
Now it's time to jump into some white people shit.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Progresso soup.
For real.
White people shit.
No, this is. I already see where this is going. Smoke detector batteries. Hey, Danny, big fan of the show. Love what you're doing. You know what I'm saying. I noticed that anytime I'm at a black friend's house, on the phone with them or gaming over the headset, there's always a periodic chirp of the smoke detector indicating low battery. Is changing your smoke detector considered white people shit? Thanks, Gene. No, it's not white people shit at all. You know what that is? That po' nigga shit in the hood. Because that's all that is, man. And I wouldn't even say it's po' nigga shit in the hood because you can go to a lot of like trailer park redneck white communities and they still on that same shit. And you know what that is too. That's just, they got their priorities in the wrong place. Because them motherfuckers be buying Jordans. They be doing all type of shit, but they never think about changing the smoke detector battery. One thing about me, man, it always been a real key sign for me to judge what kind of bitch I'm fucking with when I go to her crib.
If it's chirping or not?
If that motherfucking chirping. I already know. Bitch, you live like this. I know everything else is really dirty then. She cleaned up because I'm coming through.
Oof.
You feel what I'm saying? This bitch really nasty. Pussy got to be funky.
So you got to put your... You know, your dishes away and make sure your batteries are fresh.
If the smoke detector beeping at the bitch crib, the pussy stink.
Please make that t-shirt. I'll buy six of them tonight.
That's just the bottom line
oh
of it.
Oh, my God. But if you were running for office in Austin, I would vote for you on that platform.
Because it just show you that where her priorities lie, man. Like she
it's
don't,
a good indicator.
You going
to
live with that? You going to live with that? Beep, beep. Baby, chill. How you in this motherfucker?
You're gonna live with that. That's a great question that you're posing. Like you're fine with that. What else are you fine with?
Yes.
Hey,
because I'm going crazy.
And then that lends you to the area of like having to ask her, how many days a week do you think you forget to brush your teeth?
All that shit. She got the toothbrush in the shower. It never leaves.
But then how often does she shower?
She's a nasty bitch, man. She's a nasty bitch. You can't keep, bro. Feet dirty.
Change your batteries.
A dirty feet, bitch, man. Dirty feet bitches. That's what we call them. All right, next up. Husband calling. Danny, definitely white people shit is the Iowa State Fair. Oh, definitely white people shit, Iowa State Fair. Having a husband calling competition where wife yells for their husband like they do around the house. Oh, y'all got to Google that. Is that a real thing? The Iowa State Fair husband calling competition. I think they made this up.
The wife's yell for their husbands?
7 hours ago. Damn.
Wait, so they yell for their husbands, and then it's like, who has the best scream? Is that what it is? Jake!
Make it make sense.
Larry! Is it just a bunch of that?
Make it make sense. See, that's what it is.
TikTok video posted 2017. State Fair contest currently going viral, assessing more than 1 million views. State Fair Director, the husband calling contest is part of the heritage competition held in Pioneer Hall at the fairgrounds. Great. Mom calling, hog hauling, and more competitive family-friendly events. So what happens? It's just...
So, I mean, I don't understand. So is husband's calling like...
Mailing can never compare to good old-fashioned...
The great Iowa State Fair. Bob, hurry, hurry!
Oh,
Bob!
Shit.
Robert Dean!
Oh, my God.
That's it. I'm going by myself.
Yeah, this white people.
Oh, my God. Okay, good. People are laughing. They're like, oh, fucking, that's crazy,
here.
Karen. Bonnie Swalwell Island.
This is white people shit.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I have won many times.
What the fuck is she doing? She missed the entire game plan.
This is crazy.
She was like, I'm just going to do some bird calls. I see an open mic at a fairground.
Unless you want to make the bed, you better get up like right now.
This was third place. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I've never wanted to rip someone's hat off so bad in my entire life.
It started because...
Oh, God.
I ain't going to lie, man. It's some white people shit, but I love to see niggas join in on the phone.
Well, please, give me... take
like
me down
Jamal!
There.
Tyrone! Come in the motherfucking house, nigga! That shit would be fire. I'm down with that competition, man. I know who to pick the best one. I'm like, I'd be scared of that call right there. Because that's how we are judging by the fear that they would put in our heart,
Bobby?
As a black man. See, white niggas, they just hear that shit like, this shit funny to them. To black men, that would be fear. And that's how we would judge it, man, yeah. By the fear. I'm sweating now just thinking
oh
about it.
Oh, my God.
God
Jamal.
Damn. Jamal!
And then what is she yelling for? What is she yelling for?
Oh, that nigga got the car steal, man. That's how I sound on the car. He supposed to been back with the car. He said he was going to the stove.
That's so funny, dude.
She got to go to work in the morning. All type of shit. He ain't putting no gas back in that motherfucker. He ain't got no job. She working all week. She supposed to been watching. He supposed to be watching the motherfucking kids and shit. She just got home from work. She want to take a nap. Jamal! Get your ass back in this motherfucker. Where he at? He had his nigga crib playing Madden. That's how I mean.
Yeah, hey, sorry.
I used to be that
we're,
guy.
We're playing, man, the Super Bowl. We did long quarters.
I used to be
it's
that
gonna
guy.
It's going to be a minute.
Man. It is what it is. But I know I never stole girls' cars, though. But I used to have homies that used to steal girls' cars, and I used to smoke weed with them in them. And I was like, damn, you ain't going to bring this bitch her car back?
Is it better smoking pot than a stolen car?
Not stolen car. I'm talking about like a nigga get a bitch car. Like, bitch, I drop you off at the door. You know, after a while.
Oh, I got you.
You meet a fat girl or something. Something that's not all that.
Yeah, I thought you casually just said you stole cars. I was like,
no,
okay,
I mean,
here's
my
next question.
Kind of a version of stealing a car. I mean, you just meet a girl that got a car. She's not probably all that of a looker. You know, might be a little chubby on the fat side and all that.
Easily persuaded.
But yeah, but the whole point is you just want to use her car, you know? So you fuck her. You do your thing with her, and you just, your whole goal is to be able to drop her off at work every day.
Wow. So you can use the car.
Use the car all day.
Great plan.
She get off, you pick her up late, all that, boom, 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 take her to the crib, do what you got. But the whole shit is there. That's your hours.
Amazing.
When she at work, and niggas be doing all type of shit in these cars.
Like, oh, yeah.
We committing crimes.
Oh, man.
Smoking with our homies, fucking with other bitches. They doing
She's
all
got no clue.
No clue. I mean, eventually they find out. That's how niggas be getting caught with, like, condoms.
Imagine
condoms.
The first...
Yeah.
Imagine the first girl that put a like a GoPro on that car when her dude took it off for the day, and then got back home and watched the footage of, like, you know, whatever it is, like crack deals or fucking maybe a carpool karaoke out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, now I definitely doesn't hang with no guys that do things like that. This was like my 20s, but now it would be way harder to do shit like that. I mean, we're just fucking air tags.
Yeah.
And just phones, the way our phones work in general. Now, bitch, now I can totally see like a bitch, like it might be harder for niggas to do it now. Cause nigga be like, oh nigga, you taking my car for the day. Well, you got to share that location. And then that's a whole new ball game. It's like, damn, bitch. Fuck, I'm gonna do.
Danny, have you ever done any audiobooks?
No.
Man, I don't know if you've heard this before, and take it as a compliment. I would listen to you, like, I know you're a big Dr. Seuss fan. I'd listen to you go back and read every Dr. Seuss
Dr.
story.
Dr. Seuss books, man. Dr. Seuss, man, didn't he get canceled?
Dude, I mean, who hasn't been canceled at this point?
What the fuck didn't Dr. Seuss do?
The fucking Pillsbury Doughboy got canceled because not wearing pants and fucking coming in front of kids at bookstores. I don't know. I made up that last one, but he's a little... He's a little fucking squishy dude with no pants, and he's, I don't know.
No,
we think he's an adult, but he sounds like he's 4.
Pillsbury Doughboy was definitely non-binary.
1,000%.
Because, I mean, it said
they were
Doughboy.
Ahead of their time with that.
It said Doughboy, but he was a little feminine.
Right, for sure.
He shook his ass.
The way he threw his hands up.
That nigga was like, you know what I'm saying? He all fluffy, sticking fluff. I mean, talking Pillsbury thick than a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
He got a fat ass and some more shit.
His name could be Charlene. We don't know.
Look. Pillsbury thick as hell, man.
Oh, yeah.
Pillsbury
Look
got
at
a fat
jump,
ass.
Sweet biscuits.
Whoever said Pillsbury was a, we don't know his gender.
No, we don't know. And that's fine. We don't need to know.
I mean, it's not binary. I'm down with it.
So.
He white. I mean, I don't want a I don't want a misgendered Pillsbury, but he said dope boy. But I feel like he's just doing that because he might be a girl, and he you know what I'm saying.
But wait, so Dr. Seuss,
he's taking testosterone.
What's your favorite Dr. Seuss story?
Look at this. I don't know my favorite Dr. Seuss story. Who? Horton Hears a Who.
Bro, that and Cat in the Hat are my fave.
I mean, Horton is who? I mean, did I say it wrong?
Horton Hears a Who, yeah.
But Horton Hears a Who. It always,
Horton listens to the Who, or I don't know. Horton
yeah, but it always, it always, to me, when I watched it, it was like a metaphor for like my music career. In some
I love
sense.
That. How so?
Because like me coming up from Detroit. And a lot
is Horton
of,
from just, Detroit?
No, it's oh. just something, it's something, man. And when I watched it, it was just inspiring to me. I remember I watched it at the time.
The story of Horton Hears a Who, it's a kind of a, what, rags to riches story or what?
You know, JoJo. When JoJo was up in the crew, you know what I'm saying? It just was like, he just knew. He knew the sound. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he heard
something
know, different, yeah? Yeah, he had a different way of listening to things.
I haven't watched, I ain't gonna lie, I haven't watched it in a long time. But I definitely, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm definitely about to check it out again. I the fucked up shit about it, that Atlanta episode about the Goofy movie. Y'all seen that shit?
No.
Oh, yeah. But the Goofy movie was the most nigga shit ever made in our lives from Disney.
What?
So now, yeah, I got to go watch the Goofy movie, man.
Oh, you should live Twitch. You are
right
doing
here,
a watch
look,
party with
this
all
is when
these.
Goofy was black.
Oh,
they
my
had
God.
Tevin Campbell in that motherfucker and all type of shit, man. But yeah, man.
If you have Tevin Campbell in anything animated, I'm probably going to watch it.
Yeah, and that's definitely some nigga shit on the set.
So Goofy was black, yeah?
Yeah, for this, but no, if we just realized Goofy was black with this movie. But yeah, that's some
that's incredible.
That's some other shit too. All right, we're gonna get into some Ask Danny's.
Let's do it.
Man, so you're gonna get no, you know you're in Austin, man. Every time you come out here, man, you gotta get some crazy type food type situation.
Yeah.
You ain't fuck with no barbecue. I mean,
yeah,
barbecue,
I do.
The barbecue is whatever to me out here, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I agree. I think it's, I don't know, it's good.
It's good.
I also feel like I don't, it's not something I need to get every time I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, I had it first time I came here, probably. 8-10 years ago. I've definitely had it since.
Every time you hear it, they just force it on you. That's
I also don't
want
to go, yeah, get it by myself. And yeah. I'm usually out doing shows at night, so not maybe dinners
it's
and
it's like they just force it on you. Like, you out here, you got to get the barbecue, get the barbecue. It's like, all right, man, I get the, how many times I'm going to eat brisket, nigga?
Well, that's what I
how
say.
How many times can you eat brisket? I don't care what different places you keep talking about. This place, that place, this place. All right, man. I love brisket, though, but goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the first thing I'm thinking of when I wake up.
I will say,
Mexican
man,
for sure, yeah.
Just on some, you know, pluckers though. Pluckers be winning, man. Zolo, you know about that pluckers?
That's the name of the barbecue
man.
Joint.
It's a wing spot, man. It's
wow.
Just, but the customizations, man. Peggy, shouts out to my nigga JPEG Mafia. He was through out here, man. We was working on the album. He decided to get the fire in the holes.
And that sounds like the hot one.
He really realized why they call a fire in a hole.
Oh, my God. Did he freak out?
Oh, man. He said he still was going through it last time I talked to him. But the album is done, y'all, so don't even worry.
Great.
That shit is coming soon, man. That shit is about to be crazy, man, so I can't fucking wait.
Oh, yeah. Look at the Pluckers font, like the letters. It looks like the...
No, I love their merch. How that pluck, man? Pluckers, man. If you ever... Hey, man. You know you want to sponsor a ill show, man. I'm telling you. You don't even got to pay me. You could just give me wings. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to pay me. I would shout y'all out all the time. Just bring me wings. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to Pluckers, man. They got this crazy ass, big ass. Hey, Zolo, you ever had the mac and cheese bites there?
No, I haven't.
They like big ass. You know how you get the whiskey drink with the big ass square ice cube?
Oh, yeah.
That's how them bitches shape.
What?
But they mac and cheese bites. And they give you about 4 of them. Boom. I love them bitches, man.
That was the whole commercial for their restaurant.
Yeah,
oh,
look,
there they are. Look at that.
Be huge. Look.
Wow, yeah. That's
them
like
long like the fucking fish sticks. The ones I be getting, they be like squares.
Now, how do we feel about fried things stuffed with anything other than cheese?
Fried
which
cheese
I guess is what, like?
I mean, I eat everything fried, to be honest, man. I think that's just the way to go. I mean, shouts out to the air fryer that been holding me down and saving me, man. Because I haven't been eating. I mean, unless I order out. Because frying shit, man, is a hazard, man, to me.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice.
I used to do it all the time, but I let my girl do it if she feel like it. But just frying, man, grease popping, she'd be like, Every night is like fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's like a fucking battle, man. You like fucking a matador or something, man. You like, you got your cape out like with the bull just to make some French fries, man. I'm about to kill myself over French fries.
Yeah,
like
you
this
are.
Ain't the way it, yes, you are.
Yeah.
You I ain't gonna lie, man. Rest in peace, my nigga Los, man. This nigga died making some motherfucking French fries, man. This
what?
Was one of the illest niggas I knew with fashion back in the day. I can't make this shit up. He was fucking with this bitch, man. Went over a crib. They made some French fries, but while they was making the French fries, they started fucking. He must have bust that ill nut. He fell asleep. They fell asleep. The whole house burnt down. Kids died and some more shit. I can't make this up. It get dark sometime on the Danny Brown Show, but rest in peace, my nigga Cat Daddy. All right. Ask Danny. Age gap. Danny, well, what up, though?
That was a lot, man. Fuck. Let me just give me a second.
That was one of my closest friends. I mean, I wouldn't say closest friend,
oh,
but it was
man.
Somebody I really looked up to. He taught me how to, you know, put you know, taught me how to put clothes together and shit. He was the type of nigga, man, they can go to Burlington Coat Factory, Target, Walmart. Like, he'd go to all the low budget shit in the world and just grab random pieces and put that shit on and make you think he went to fucking Hudson's and Macy's. And
wow,
fucking,
dude.
You know what I'm, I swear.
If you can do anything with a Burlington Coat Factory item and bro, mix and match it elsewhere.
He's a beast. All right. Here, take my old shoes, clean them up. They'll be brand new. I'm like, what the fuck? I should have kept those. All right.
Dude, I mean, I don't know if you are going to go out, you know, while you're fucking and there's mac and cheese in the background. I mean,
that's why, shouts out to the air fryer, man. But yeah.
Shout out.
Fuck. But dying over French fries, man. Damn, I forgot about that story.
Is there a food, though, that you
would die for?
I guess, yeah.
Chicken gizzards and livers like a real nigga from Mr. Owens. It got to be the Mr. Owens chicken gizzards and livers. This was a liquor store that I grew up. I talk about it a few times, but it's a liquor store that I grew up the street. They used to sell chicken livers. You can chicken livers and gizzards. You can get a half a pound, get them mixed up, however you want them, one a piece, whatever. But they was the best chicken livers and gizzards I ever had in my life. I never had any of them close to that since then. Since he died, the store was sold. His kids bought the store. They tried it, but they didn't know the recipe.
Yeah.
And this and that. So that I never had. I got, I ain't gonna lie, it's a nice little soul food restaurant out here called Y'all's. And they got some nice, they got the chicken gizzards and livers like that, but it's still like Mr. Owens.
Who's the headliner in the givers and lizards? Gizzards and lip, what is it again? Gizzards and livers.
Yeah, gizzards and livers. You know about
by the way, I would watch a sitcom that was comprised of two families called the Gizzards and Livers. I don't know which one's white and which one's black, but it's, oh, we got both sides of the fence in this
show. No, the white
show.
People
got
to be the lizards because they say y'all reptilians. So the niggas
and the blacks
the
are the givers?
Yeah, the gizzards.
Yeah.
What is a gizzard, though?
It's the inside. It's like next to your spleen, right?
Is it?
I don't know, dude. That just sounded
so
right.
That's the thing about him. If I eat a half a pound of gizzards, how many chickens did I really eat?
Fuck.
How many gizzards is in a chicken?
It's like a fucked up SAT question. I don't know. Yeah, how many?
How many gizzards in a chicken?
A muscular stomach of some fish, insects, and other
there
invertebrates.
There you go. What is a gizzard in a chicken right there?
A person's stomach or throat?
I don't think
a gizzard?
I don't think. Yeah, what is the gizzard in a chicken? Oh, it's the stomach.
It's the mechanical stomach of a bird located just after the true or glandular stomach and the gastrointestinal system.
So you definitely only got one of those.
Yeah.
Damn, niggas be eating half a pound of gizzards. How many chickens is it in the world, man?
Dude, millions.
The thing about chickens, man, niggas be eating wings, man. You be eating whole fucking flocks.
Yeah. Imagine, I saw, somebody sent me a video once. It was, you know, a buddy of mine sends me these videos that start off normal and then they just take a dark turn. It'll be like, you know, a couple of kids doing like fucking hopscotch and then it just immediately cuts to like a 9-year-old woman getting fisted. And you're you know, and it's like, fuck, dude, there's no prep for this. It's 10 a.m. You know,
it's like jump scare shit.
It's a wrap on the day. I can't see anything worse.
I love it.
Those types of videos. Oh, yeah. But then also, like, he sent me one that was like a chicken getting like a.
No, I don't like up. I don't like animal cruelty.
Yeah, me too,
shit.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. I can watch a motherfucker get their face shot off. I can watch all that kind of
wow,
shit. I ain't
really?
Gonna lie. It some shit do bother me. Some shit do bother me. The context.
The chickens are just running so fast, and it's like, fuck, dude. Like cows, I guess, are so stoic and just they're just chilling. And so
cows
I feel like
is cool, man.
Cows are cool. I mean, I definitely feel like we should be leaving them alone, but you know,
I love burgers.
I mean, I mean, that's a tough trade-off, too.
I mean, I wouldn't leave them alone, but, I mean, the burgers, man, I don't think
we need all the cows, right?
I feel like that's a cow's mission in life.
Totally.
They feel like they know. They be like, man, watch, I drop this. When my burgers drop, like, they be talking to each other.
Oh, shit.
Eating grass and shit. Like, wait till my burgers come out. Watch, my shit gonna be the top shit. It's gonna be like, everybody gonna know my burger. It's gonna be the fire. They're gonna be the cut. Like, this and that. Nigga, you see the way I've been raising my... You see the grass I've been eating? Y'all been eating that bullshit over there, nigga. I'm only eating the fresh green over here. Wow. I done seen you eat yellow grass before. Talking to another nigga. Nigga, you don't even care, man. You don't care about the way you treat yourself.
Bro, that's a great approach to...
I stay getting milked. You know what I'm saying?
It's a sense of pride. They're all kind of competing, right? They're all trying to be best
best
meat.
That's all cows care about is being burgers and steaks,
being
man.
Burgers.
For real. They know what they're doing. They're doing it.
I've been eating the right shit. I've been taking care of myself.
I feel like that may be like a real like reincarnation type of situation. Like being a cow is the only time you know you was reincarnated.
Yeah.
So you just sitting there like, damn, I know I'm about to be a burger.
Might as well go out on top.
I might as well go out on top.
Let me be the tastiest version of myself. You know, you think they brag to each other, being like, you know, the kids have been coming out milking me a little extra than normal. Like, fucking, that's probably because I'm taking care of myself.
I swear, I feel for some reason the way cows interact with each other, I feel like they do be shitting on each other. Like, they be stunting. Like, nigga, what? Get out of here, man. You know what I'm talking about? That look they be doing, they mouth. Like,
oh, I will not be able to look at a cow without hearing your voice and seeing that act out.
What you
fuck out of here,
fuck out of here, nigga. I saw you eat yellow grass. Like, I only eat the finest green blades, man. I see him when he put the fertilizer down, man. Yeah. He be over there eating that bullshit.
We know you don't wash your ass, what? Kevin.
Nigga don't even like getting milked. You know that's good for you. Gotta get that shit up out you. All right.
Ask Danny.
Danny, what up, Doc? My name's Pete, 32, from Sydney, Australia. All right, here's my question. I'm 32 and my main thing is 20. But she's very mature. We share everything in common. Sex life is great. We don't chill in our hometown, but it's fun to go to other beaches where no one knows us for the fact that I'm 12 years her senior. Should I give a fuck about the social norms? I think of it like the news. People talk about it for a day and some shit happens and no one cares about the old shit. Tell me I'm not tripping that this age gap is perfectly normal. If not, be nice. Hi, I love this bitch. Love the pie, love the boo boys, peace. Everybody want a young bitch, nigga. What are you complaining about? You ain't got to ask me about nothing. But... I mean, you know it is what it is, man. You got to understand, though. You being 32 years old, you dealing with this young girl, you're going to have to be doing some young shit. So don't get mad when this bitch tell you to hop in this TikTok and bust these dance moves. You're going to look like a goddamn fool in front of everybody else that's your age.
Oh,
so
man.
If you want to date a young bitch and really want to commit to doing some young shit, then that's on you. But
step out of your comfort zone.
We all going to laugh at you, though, man, as adults.
Par for the course.
You know what I'm saying? We going to talk behind your back, but we all be like, damn, a little 20-year-old bitch is hot, though. But.
Well, now, is she in the video with him, or is she just making
Pete
get
up there?
Oh, she's
going to make him do all type of shit. He already said he committed. Most niggas 32 already got, like, a little wife, girlfriend, and they got a little young bitch on the side, and they just. It wasn't even this nigga. He started liking a young bitch, though. That's what happens, though. Yeah. He down. This nigga might already made some TikTok dance moves and shit. That's what it sounded like to me. He's saying he don't give a fuck about the social norms. I'm telling you, we do. Because niggas got kids and shit, man. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying you could have had a bitch. You could have had a baby at 12.
I wish you would have elaborated. Like, he said she's very mature. Like, what for 20, what does he think that is? You know? Like, what's his version of mature at 20?
It's impossible for her to be mature at 20. We all know this.
You haven't lived enough.
In Sydney, Australia. They just hanging on Bondi Beach and shit. They ain't doing
Bondi
shit.
Beach. Have you ever seen Bondi Rescue?
What's that?
Oh, it's Australia's reality show about that beach, Bondi Beach. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like Baywatch, but it's like a lot of tourists.
I've been to Bondi Beach a lot. I love it out there.
Swim out there too far. And they're not from Australia, they get caught up in the waves, and then these hot ass lifeguards run down there, and they're like, "There's another person out there. We gotta go get him." And then all of a sudden, there's like a boy in the fucking watch out tower. And first of all, every episode starts with like it's like all these graphics, and it's like Bondi Rescue, and then it's like 6 weeks into summer, and 14 people are dead. Right out of the gate, man. And they're just like, people get trapped up, and it's like really dangerous.
Oh, niggas be getting murked at Bondi Beach.
Oh, they're making
drowners, or real like murks too?
Oh, maybe. Oh. I haven't seen that. but just a lot of drowning.
It's actually nice. I've been to Bondi Beach one time where it was cracking, like a big ass party. Like,
yeah,
the bitches is out, they shaking asses. And, ooh, it was lit. I'm like, oh shit, man, I love Australia, man.
So, yeah, they rip it up, dude.
Yeah, they. I mean, because it's the only place I feel like, you know, for some reason. I mean, it's like can't, but. Well, we can go and it's just like, it's America kind of still.
Right. Oh, 1,000%.
But it's not. And but I feel like when you go to Australia, they kind of like, they respect it a little bit. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're like, I love American niggas. Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. They can't get enough of Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, just say something
Australia
like that.
Loves fucking.
They'll just say something like that. Like, they'd be like, I love America.
Just Russell Crowe, Ethan Hawke.
They just love the way you talk.
Yeah, they do. Well, the way they talk is that, you know.
I mean,
did you know that cunt for them was such a like affable, like casual term? I had no clue. Last time I was there, I was getting out of the Uber. The guy was dropping me off at a stand-up show, and he goes, "Have a great set, you cunt." And I go, "I gotta be honest, man. I'm probably throwing 2 to 3 stars your way." Mm. And he was like, and they started laughing, and he goes, "Oh, you don't know? That's what we say down here. That's off. You know, cunt is a term of endearment. You know." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh,
bro, that is the one thing." That you know that always fucks me up. Like even with my porn that I watch, it's accents. I can't like, oh man, a bitch from Dublin
takes you out of it.
You fucking, I bitch sound like a leprechaun. Like, oh, you get what I'm saying? You fucking a leprechaun right now, dude. You be in Germany, you fucking this bitch. She be like, I can't, oh shoo. You like, damn bitch, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, my God. That was a great German accent. Heiske who?
Like,
fucking Scooby Doo.
Bitch don't even moan. She's like, like, damn bitch, what the fuck going on?
Yeah, that would take me out of it for sure.
So yeah, certain countries I go to, I just don't have sex.
Now is that your go to porn search? Are you
no,
going something?
I guess what I'm saying. If I sometimes now and then you see a good you will see like a good title, you be like, oh shit, but then as soon as I click it, I'd be like, oh yeah, this ain't American.
Well, Australia right too. They like talking questions, so it's like you could hear a girl being like, "Right there, right there." That's great. Like they always go on the upswing, right? So it always sounds like they're not sure. Like
they're looking at them, shaking their head for
right
confirmation.
There, yeah,
right there, yeah.
Right there, yeah. Put it in there.
Yeah. What the
fuck, I can't tell if you really want this or not.
But yeah, accents and sex is, it really bothers me, man. That's why if ones that turn you on is like, oh, it's lit. You don't even got to be like, you know.
Sure, maybe a British accent. On a gal, that's usually pretty
for
nice.
For me, it was the one that took me out was the Southern Belle, the real official white.
Wow.
I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, give it to
that's
me.
That's sweet. Yeah, that's way better than Gagooshka.
I know,
whatever
the fuck you
say. Goose.
Hoosh, hoosh.
Hoosh, couscous. Hi, I'm Danny Brown, and all accent courses are available online.
Dog, yeah, all right.
DannyBrown.com. Couscous.
How much space do I give? What? Dear Danny, I'm absolutely submitting for this bitch. I mean, she is all that. She is loyal. The monkey is on fire. We've been dating for 6 months, and it's been some of the happiest months of my life. Aww. The trouble is, we spent too much time together at the end of last year, and it really got to her. She's been feeling like she needs to be independent. She wants some new dick. So we've been giving each other more space. I hate not seeing her, talking to her, but I don't want to suffocate her. Is it better to be different and try to show her what she missed? Or should I be, nigga, she, what do you mean? I mean, all right. Help a man out, Stephanie. No, man, she just want to fuck somebody else. You know, sometimes, some bitches, man, all these bitches be wanting to fuck two niggas at the same time. So maybe you just need to spark that up on them. You know, you got to be like, you know what? If you love her that much, let her have another dick.
Couldn't have said it better.
I mean,
and honestly,
that's the
I
only
do
way
agree.
About. You gonna lead a bitch? Yeah. I mean, she gonna lead you. She's trying to.
You can't be with some. You can't make someone be into you.
Yeah.
And clearly, whatever you've done at this point hasn't showed her that you're the best version of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm still missing a couple boxes to check off, and you're missing some updates on your hard drive, and you know, that's literally it. And figuratively. And I just don't think we're. And look. Your
you
dick makes me wonder what better dicks are out there. And that's never a good sign.
You couldn't have said it better. I tried the best of my way to tell him, but.
No, your way was perfect. I just jumped on the bandwagon.
No, that's literally what it is, though, man. Because she like, hold up, man. I ain't about to tap out with this, though.
Yeah. And there is something about 1,000%.
Does it end right here? She's like, does it end right here?
Yeah.
Like,
this. She's like, Ethan Hawke's got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke. Oh, shit. He ain't say where he was from.
Also, if you, you know, there's something really unattractive about, like, being needy like that, right? And it's an easier,
especially with women.
Yeah,
they hate that shit.
They hate that, dude.
They love it when you don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to say it like that.
But that's also, and they're right to it's like anybody in life shouldn't like someone that's too like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? And you're like, fucking give me some
I mean, it's the
space.
Opposite end of the spectrum of it. To me, you got to think, it's, especially if you're dealing with a hot bitch. Everywhere she go, a motherfucker yelling at her, talking to her, doing something to her. You get what I'm saying? So,
what's the best catcall you've ever heard? Where you were like,
that
was hilarious.
I've never been a catcall type of guy. I've never been.
No, that you've heard though. We've all heard like you've walked by. I mean, you know.
Damn, bitch, you got a fat ass.
Oh my god,
that's a real one. So yeah, shit like that.
I heard somebody when I was in sixth grade say, come over here with them big ass titties," and they were talking to my mom, and we were walking through the grocery store.
And was he a black dude?
Lake Forest Park. I'm going to let you answer that question.
Damn, it's just the way he said it. I know ain't no white niggas thinking like that.
No way, man.
Come over here with them big ass titties. Because I can see myself saying that.
Let me say this. I did have some quite a few in Shoreline, Washington, white dudes that Kenye Tillman, Jason Potts, George Johnson. These are guys that thought they... were not from Shoreline, Washington. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like Kenye Tillman, I mean, it would mess me up for a little bit. I'm like, oh, you can be a white black guy. And I was like, oh, no, you can't. These guys just...
No, they're just having a good time.
They're having a good time, man.
Because once it get real,
they turn back to
white dudes quick.
You're exactly right, dude. High school, nobody knows. Everyone's like, I think that's who this guy is.
No, they have a good time. Once shit get real, once they get to some black shit. Because, I mean, them type of white boys, we always try to take advantage of anyway. We love a black dude. I mean, we love a white boy to try to act like a nigga. We like, come through. Show you some nigga shit. But don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. There's some white boys out here that got their shit together. Uh-huh. They know what's up. So I ain't saying just judge and treat everybody like that.
Of course not.
A lot of them, but you'll find out if they on some bullshit. They weak as hell quick. And you just take advantage of them, steal from them. You're stealing their weed, doing all type of shit. All right. Girlfriend doesn't like me going to concerts. Hey, Danny, I'm a 24-year-old guy and a huge fan of seeing live music, especially metal shows where I can go and have a good time, mosh a little bit, come home to my lovely girlfriend after 3 years. The thing is, she consistently disapproves of how many concerts I want to go see. It probably averages about one every 2 weeks or once a week at the most. I don't want to miss a band I actually listen to. My girl gives me shit about the frequency of concerts I go to, as well as the vinyl record collection full of metal records in our apartment. I can always justify another show or record to myself, but I can tell it irritates her. Listen, all right, I get what you fucking saying. You fucking me up. All right. I mean, it's metal, nigga. She don't want to hear that shit, man. She just don't like that fucking music. Y'all niggas in that motherfucker kicking each other in the face, jumping around and all that kind of shit. She just not into that shit, man. She might be into some little more smooth shit, and you just keep you putting the metal lifestyle over the bitch. And anytime you put something over the bitch gonna always complain about the shit. That's just what happens when you dealing with a bitch.
Yeah, also, the bitch, you know, wants to... I'm saying that right? Wants to... you know, be as kind as she can, but you've got multiple metal bands. Can you have a couple? Do you got to see every concert that comes into town?
And also,
that seems a little aggressive.
You got to split it up. You got to go one show for you, one show for her. Take her
1,000%.
Take her out to a show. If you want to go to that many concerts, then take her out to a band that she like. That's the only way that is going to justify for you to be able to go to these many shows the way you want to.
Yeah, if you're spending all your money on just your shit, that's part of it, actually, that she's like, well, do you need to see Thrasher Cunt again? Can you go see, Metal Come on Friday and not see them three times in a month and maybe take me to see fucking Avatar or J-Lo's,
I mean, that's just like anything else. That's just like a type of nigga that would go to fucking nightclubs every weekend.
Yeah.
Or go to fucking strip clubs.
Everything
shit.
In moderation.
He going to where bitches at anyway. You got a girlfriend and you're not taking your girlfriend. That's the biggest deal. And granted,
include her.
And granted, she probably don't want to go to that metal concert.
No way.
But, you know, that's what I say. You're going to have to start doing shit with her. That's the only way it's going to justify for you to be able to doing shit like that. But
compromise. It's underrated.
Metal shows is crazy though, man.
You been to one?
I've been to a few. I've been, shout out to the homies. I've played with a few metal bands, did a few tours. Yeah, man. Hate to bring back up Boston, but I seen them niggas punching bitches and everything.
Wow.
I had to stop the show. I played a show that crazy in Boston. It was like this is like my come up phase. This is still back, but this one, like, I guess it was still that underground hardcore shit. And they looked at me like, they thought I was with that shit. I'm like, hell no, I stopped the show. Like, fuck that.
No, good for you.
Yeah, I'm like, hold up, man. Y'all hitting bitches and shit, man. Oh, we ain't doing that, man. Nah, man. Hell no. Nah.
That shit was fucked up, man. It was literally, oh, man.
So it started as a mosh pit and then turned into hitting people?
They give a fuck. I mean, I think that's what they do.
Yeah.
I actually went on, like, watched them, and I think that's, like, a new style they doing. Niggas is doing roundhouse kicks.
It's so crazy that those guys...
Like, mosh pit used to be just bumping.
Yes. Some shoulder bumps. Like, you're at a crowded bar, or you're trying to, like... cut in line in at Southwest Airlines, like you're in C group and you're going up to somebody and you're like, I think I'm C16, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm 24, and you're like, yeah, you're ahead of me, man. And then you're like, well, we're both in C, so I don't even know why this is an issue. But you know, mosh pit started, shoulder bumps elevated. My question is, what are those guys doing? Like, prior to the mosh pit, they're just what, normal dudes taking a shower, like getting ready for the night? Or do you think they're fucking living that mosh energy all day prior to it, and they're trying to just hype themselves up for the chaos?
Like preparing yourself for a UFC fight.
Wow.
Because you don't know how this night about to end. It might be a nigga that mosh harder than you. Might catch you with a bow, kick you in the face. You don't know how this night going to end. Probably his girl probably be worried about him too. This nigga probably coming back, busted lips. Oh, it was a great night. She's like, nigga, I'm trying to get some head. Now, you ain't eating no pussy because you got your lip busted at the metal show. Fuck you and that metal shit. For real, man. I could really see how that comes up. But, man, metal, I mean, damn, man. Is it really any good metal bands right now? I mean, let me quit talking shit. There's always good music.
There's some for everybody. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know where it falls as far as, like, the band that girls are like, oh, I hope he takes me to...
And if girl do like metals, you know she doing fentanyl. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with me?
The silence just basically was everybody going, yep.
All right. Long distance or open relationship. Hey, Danny. So I recently got out the Navy, and while I was in, I started dating this girl. We are doing great, and I've been dating for a long time now. But because I got off the Navy, I'm about to leave and start school back where I'm from, and we're going to be long distance. Was wondering how you feel about long distance, or do you have any advice? Or if you think an open a relationship with a time for being would be... I mean, I will say, man, an open relationship, man, I've dealt with an open relationship. But yeah. I feel like when you really into somebody, you like them that much, man, you just... Y'all will figure it out and you'll put the time on it. But yeah, because I'd be like, if you be like, man, I don't fuck with none of these bitches around here. I like her. So that's what it is, man. I fucks with that, man. So I would say, man, yeah, if y'all don't, you know, if y'all not making any like, you know, y'all not making any plans to get together and move together, live together anytime soon, then yeah, of course, open the relationship up and, you know, stay friends and be able to meet up when y'all meet up and mind each other's business. Don't get into that shit. And when it's able for y'all to get together and y'all can be together when y'all get the time or the financial, whatever the fuck it is, and then do that. And then that will test y'all to see if y'all want to really do that. And every time I feel like it does, to be honest, like when you really
distance
like
makes
somebody,
the heart grow fonder, right?
Yeah. Distance make the heart grow fonder. You couldn't say it any better.
They
man.
Said they were doing long distance too?
No, I mean, they was together. Just not. They about to start. Oh, wow. About to go back to school.
Yeah. So I did distance a handful of times and for a couple of years. And maybe love gets you through about a year and a half, and then somebody's got to compromise. There's got to be some sort of a, because then you're just like, man, this is no way to like grow together, separate, whatever. We're just like, we're adding way too many obstacles. And then eventually somebody's just going to fuck a camera guy in Reno. Shout out to my ass.
A camera guy.
Yeah, she was a news reporter.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
I was like, did he shoot his stories in your face? She's like, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know how to handle this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was bad news bears. But, you know, I'm better for it.
I mean, but clearly over it's just it. Distance with anyone, man. I mean, come on, man. It's what it is.
Distance is tough, yeah.
It's so hard, like, being a touring artist. I'd be gone, like, being in a relationship and being gone from each other for multiple months and shit like that. So it's just, I mean, I don't know, man.
Can you imagine being in a, like, let's say you're Coldplay and you're with Gwyneth Paltrow, right? He has a name. What's his name again?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Mm-hmm. How many, by the way, he probably hates that the way, like, it's probably the way that people call Sylvester Stallone Rocky or people call Jaleel White Urkel, right? Shout out to my boy Jaleel.
They just call him Coldplay.
Did you call him Coldplay? By the way, not mad about that as a nickname.
Like, what up, Coldplay? I know they got a son named Apple, so he shouldn't be too mad.
No, you're fine with that. Oh man, there's a fucking reason for this. Oh yeah. So them being separated for so long, right? Gwyneth and Chris Martin, tour, movies. Like there's probably at times you don't see each other for 2 months
at a time.
Maybe, right? Yeah, I mean, you probably go, fuck it, we'll fly from Burbank to Egypt for the weekend just so I'm not going this long. But like, man.
But these niggas talking about going back to school. That's money makes everything better.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that shit with this billion
money
dollars.
Money makes everything better. If you wanted to.
For real, man. That's
money like gives you more opportunities. Yeah. Just let it do what it do. Money makes everything better.
It do, man.
That's
it
great,
do,
man. Dude.
You can do that shit. If bitch, you can go ahead and go. I bet you can go for 3 months. You about to get $1 million off this movie. I see you.
Totally. Bring it back.
I watched the kids and some more shit.
Yeah.
All right, we go get into this last one, man, before we get up out this motherfucker. Hey, I ain't going to torch you with no... All right.
It's a lot of fun, man. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, man. Appreciate you, Dan. Too, man. Definitely always welcome to come back,
man. I appreciate it. It was fun.
But here we go. These motherfuckers and y'all niggas not helping me. Y'all always talk about fucking porn addictions and this and that. Why y'all always talking to me about porn, man? Y'all fucking me up with the shit, man. I'm trying to stop watching porn, too, just like everybody else. We all got New Year's resolutions.
Where does that fall in your resolution line?
No, I wasn't. But porn, no. I was like, fuck that. Watch more porn.
Yeah. Well, every year they come out with new categories, and it's like it's like any sort of Olive Garden where like they're like, hey, we got like extra spicy breadsticks now, and you're like, all right. Yeah, so yeah. They added a stepmom, basically.
I mean,
right?
It's just the way the game is changing, man. It's new bitches coming into the fold every year, man. It's getting hard out here on the streets. You see, Iggy Azalea just joined. You get
unbelievable.
Yeah,
and she was not for it. But
that's what I'm saying. So it's new. It's like Smash Brothers, man.
It's money on the
table.
A
new player keep entering the tournament every time I want to give up, and then you be like, damn, I gotta see how this motherfucker play. I gotta see how this character work. You know what I'm saying? I want to. And then next thing you know, you're back into the game. You know, so it keep being new characters jumping into the tournament, man. That's what's fucking me up. All right, choosing the right porn. Hey, Danny, I was wondering if there's a right way to choose the kind of porn video you choose to watch. Like, should you find someone to resemble your significant other? You creepy, or should it be someone that looks completely different? Or maybe you should watch a whole bunch of different fantasies and try and find your thing. Thanks for being awesome, Danny. No, man, I just keep clicking until that motherfucker skeet. Now, I don't really be thinking about the genre. I be just looking at the title. I look at the thumbnail, like, oh, this looks crazy.
I was going
to
say, what's the thumbnail that will get an immediate click from you?
It's the way the bitch looking in the motherfucker. Just the facial expression. I'm like, oh, she going hard. She got mascara and shit coming down. It looked like a nigga punched her in the back of the head with a mallet. I'm like, yeah, let me click this one. This looks ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
It
right
looks
now,
like there's a story there. Yeah, it's
I'm
not just going to be straight
by
sex.
The whole shit. So I got to see some fucked up shit. The bitch getting choked out. Like, just look at bitch.
Nigga, you're a fan of the choking.
I'm saying $1 million dream.
Right.
But nigga got a bitch in like the crossface chicken wing or something like that. Just not no regular choking.
What about location? Like if it's like in
back
a hot
alleys,
tub or a back alley.
Outside,
or...
all that makes sense. All that matters to me.
Now what if it was like on stage amongst the Chuck E. Cheese band at a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. I'm clicking that. I mean, I gotta check it out once. I go to E Fuck every now and then. I've been doing that for the last 20 years of my life, I feel like. How long has E Fuck existed, man? That was like
what's
the
E-Fuck?
First. E Fuck, man, they got good merch too. Don't click it, man.
Oh,
we gonna get
I literally thought you said eat fuck, and I thought you were going off for the Chuck E. Cheese, and I thought that was like some weird restaurant.
E-F-U-K-T.
Gotcha.
It's been one of those fucking gore porn sites that's been existed since the beginning of
gore
the internet.
Gore porn? What, just like?
I wouldn't say it's gore porn, but they always picking the worst type of fucked up porn to put on there. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Not like worst, but like the most funny shit. Like a bitch get like a nigga shoot a bust a nut in a bitch's eye. She start crying or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Kick her down the stairs.
What's the worst? Like what's the worst porn you feel like you would not want to walk in on your significant other watching?
Oh, shit. I mean, come on. I mean, we all know the answer to that question. I feel like ain't nobody doing no kitty weird shit.
Right.
No lolly hentai shit.
Yeah, that should go without saying.
Yeah. So okay. So we
so take that off.
That
yeah.
One off. Okay, but yeah. I don't know, man. It might turn me on.
For me, it'd be like...
Oh, yeah, bestiality.
Bestiality, yeah. Oh, fuck,
yeah. Nah, bitch, you want that dog dick. I can't do nothing for you. All right, we out of here.
What a good ending.
Thank you, Adam Ray. Thank you for coming, too, man. It was great having you, man. It was a good time, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all already know, man. Hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. You got questions, I got answers. Hit the motherfucking voicemail, 512-522-9256. Sorry, we ain't do no freestyles this week because I was having so much fun with a conversation with this nigga, man. So
yeah, man, if you want that dog dick, he can't do nothing for you.
I can't do nothing for you. I ain't got that dog dick, man. Them niggas got them knots. That motherfucker get stuck up in you, bitch. All right.